and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
People complained it was a dangerous spot. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, and the National Transportation Safety Board's investigating an accident that killed all 18 people in a limousine and two pedestrians. More from Fox's Evan Brown.
Chris, the small upstate town in New York, Schoharie, west of Albany, remains in shock over Saturday's limo crash, which killed so many people.
18 of the victims were in the limousine, including the driver and the two pedestrians that were struck.
That's Chris Fiore with the New York State Police. The limo was rented by a family, four adult sisters. They were celebrating one sister's 30th birthday. They had spouses and friends with them. Witnesses say the limo didn't stop at the three-way intersection, crashing into another vehicle in a parking lot, Chris.
Evan, thanks. President Trump presides over a ceremonial swearing-in this evening for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was already made a justice officially on Saturday, shortly after his Senate confirmation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to Washington from his trip to Asia. Here's Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, a frosty atmosphere in Beijing as the Secretary of State sat down with his Chinese counterpart, the Chinese foreign minister, saying the Trump administration is launching groundless attacks on China's domestic and foreign policies. He said, "We urge the U.S. to stop this mistake." In response, Secretary Pompeo saying there are fundamental disagreements between the countries and that the U.S. has great concerns about certain Chinese actions. Pompeo briefing the Chinese government on his weekend visit to North Korea. Chris.
That's Simon Owen. Thanks. She says she doesn't usually get into politics publicly, but the singer Taylor Swift announces she'll be voting for Democrat Phil Bredesen for Senate in Tennessee and Democrat Jim Cooper for a House seat there. Bredesen's a former governor running against Republican incumbent Marsha Blackburn. Taylor Swift is critical of her in her Instagram post. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The president's back on the road later today.
President Trump travels to Orlando, Florida today to address a convention of police chiefs where he'll speak about law enforcement issues and securing the border with Mexico. The president has not visited Orlando since a visit in March of 2017. Because this is an official White House event and not a political stop, former Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis, who's now running for governor with the president's strong endorsement, will not attend the speech. Tomorrow, the president will return to Council Bluffs, Iowa for a campaign rally, encouraging supporters to support Republican candidates. It's the fourth time President Trump is holding a rally in Council Bluffs. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will fly with the president to Orlando today. They've been planning to meet to talk about reports that Rosenstein denies that he criticized the president and proposed secretly taping him last year. Part of a state highway is closed in northern Oklahoma because of debris from what might have been a tornado. There are big branches and sheets of metal in the road, but nobody's reported hurt. Criminal charges are coming after a wild fight after a youth football game in Illinois.
43-year-old Terrence Morris and 39-year-old Deborah Clark of Indiana facing felony charges after getting into a brawl after a youth football game. The two coached the Calumet City Thunderbolts, who were playing the Rockford Renegades this weekend. Following the game, a fight broke out between parents and coaches of opposite teams, and police say Morris pulled the gun, which sent everybody running. No shots were fired. The two coaches currently sitting in a jail awaiting arraignments on a series of charges, including including unlawful use of a weapon. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers advanced to the National League Championship Series, wrapping up their three-game sweep of Colorado. The Atlanta Braves hold on against the Dodgers. That game is now 2-1. L.A. is up. Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are down 123 points. I'm Chris Foster, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois student whom police say accidentally caused serious burns to another student by setting a bottle of alcohol on fire could face criminal charges. The News Gazette says the freshman suffered serious leg burns but has since been released from a hospital. It happened September 27th at Kappa Delta Rho fraternity. Police say a 21-year-old student could not ignite shots of Jägermeister and started adding Everclear, then ignited a lighter and the flame spread into the Everclear bottle. He then tossed the flame-filled bottle, which landed on the 18-year-old's lap. A University of Illinois student was attacked Sunday night on the main quad. The student was not hurt. WCIA says the student was approached by three people on bicycles. They started to yell at the student, then hit him and demanded a cell phone. Bystanders stepped in to help, and the bicyclists left. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You find yourself looking around when you're walking now? I do.
A little bit.
I'm very, very aware. We were in Chicago a weekend ago, and of course Chicago, but we, you know, Nathaniel lives in a very nice area.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy in a hoodie, and, I don't know. I think he was a white guy in his 20s, hoodie up, and it just alone. And we're all kind of walking, and I'm kind of walking sideways, kind of keep my, you never know.
Right.
So it just, you know, on campus here at the University of Illinois, you gotta be aware.
I wouldn't have suspected three people on bikes approaching me, said a bystander is the one that came to the defense. So thank goodness for that.
Never walk alone.
Right.
That's just, and I see young girls walking alone all the time.
I do too.
You don't do that anymore. Not in this day and age.
What if you can't find somebody to go study at the library?
They got somebody to walk you. They got those phone things.
I guess.
I know. It's a hassle. And you're just over there.
Mm-hmm.
But anymore, at least be aware of your surroundings for sure. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine today, high 87. 67 our low tonight, partly cloudy. 86 the high tomorrow. We then have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. That carries into Tuesday evening with a low of 68. 90% chance of rain on Wednesday's forecast as things are changing up for us. High 76, low 46. 58 the high on Thursday, down to 40. 56 the high on Friday as we get into the homecoming festivities. The Illini facing Purdue on Saturday at 2:30. Looks like there's a slight chance of showers, but definitely fall-like with a high of 57 expected Saturday. Right now, the temperature is at 68, ESPN 93.5.
You know, Brian Kilmeade's on Fox and Friends of the Morning on Fox. And, you know, he's a probably fairly normal human being who's taking the subway the other day. Going back and forth to Fox, probably rides the subway a little bit. So he comes out of Fox, and he's being followed by two guys who are heckling him and giving him the business and follow him into the subway. And then start heckling him in the subway, trying to get other patrons to get Brian Kilmeade and get in his kitchen because he's friends with Donald Trump. Now, the strategy of get in your face and don't let the Maxine Waters, that is so, so, so wrong. You want to fight? Is that what we want to start doing, is fighting and brawling on the streets because you're up in my kitchen and you're up in my face screaming at my face? Is the whole thing is we're going to now have our little civil war going on? We want to get in fisticuffs? How can senators, congresspeople, how can you possibly encourage mob action like that? Which is what that is. Don't know who directed Brian Kilmeade's guys, but it's wrong to try and instigate violence against somebody else, no matter what political position you have.
Mm-hmm.
But Maxine Waters has been quoted many times as don't let them rest. Get in there and get in their face. What do you want to do with that? You can't do that. If you're going to do that, there's going to be people hurt.
Well, and over the past month, we've heard of more people being accused in various restaurants, and they can't even get a moment's peace with their spouse at a restaurant.
How a restaurant allows that, it's just, again, it's pressure, and you know, you're going to mess with that mob, they're going to get you. I mean, but that any reasonable person would say that's not a good idea.
But then again, if these are paid protesters or...
But it's, at what point does it cross the line of,
right,
I'm calling
I would think
the police?
Those people would get bonuses if they get a headline, you know? That might be a bonus kind of thing.
Don't know the $80 million resistance budget of George Soros.
Right.
Not sure what... But they had, and Greg Gutfeld played it over the weekend several times, where they had kind of these leaders saying lines and the crowd would repeat the lines. Very creepy. If you want to meet your senator, if you want to meet your senator. They're repeating what the person says, getting ready for action. It's just, I mean, creepy because you're just repeating the leader. Just say what the leader says and do what the leader says. It's
right.
Like, what's going
kind
on?
Kind of cult-like or something?
It's very weird. If you go search repeating, left-wing repeating, chanting, it's a chant kind of a thing. And it's what are they thinking? And then they said, go to Heidi Heitkamp. And then one woman goes, why? She's on our side. That's so funny. Anyway, check it out. Earlier this morning, talked to Professor Alan Sachs, professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. We like talking to him. Very candid, very honest. And ask him about, you know, maybe the left wants to delegitimize the court.
It never occurred to me, but apparently the extreme left of the Democratic Party, if we could even call it the Democratic Party these days, just the extreme left in American life, not only want to delegitimize the presidency, they want to delegitimize the court system as well, which is a shame. Our judicial system has been a stalwart of American politics and American jurisprudence for many, many years. And to try to delegitimize it, by the way, it's going to hurt them too, because if they do delegitimize it and take it down 4 or 5 notches, and if they regain the White House and the presidency at some point in the future, it's going to be on their heads as well. So the old adage, be careful what you wish for because you just may get it, might come back to bounce on them as well.
Where does this leave us, Alan?
It's not good. It is not good. It's actually seeping down to the very local level. Here in my little town in Arlington, Texas, we're having some political issues. We always do. But again, I see the hatred and the bellicosity sort of billowing to the top. So what goes on at the top is sort of filtering down, I think, to local elections as well.
I tell you what, if you are supposed to, as part of your protest, antagonize or touch or even spit in the face of because you're screaming, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. It is not the way to do it. You can certainly discuss. You can yell if you want from across the way, protest and fine. But when you intimidate and get in somebody's space and antagonize and root other people in the subway to go against the person, that's just wrong as wrong can be. There's no justifying any of that. There is a line that is being crossed when it comes to political opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. And somebody who I don't think is a big fan of me came up to me and said, how does somebody in the media be so biased? I said, well, when you're doing news, it needs to be straight down the middle. When you're doing a talk show like I do, mm-hmm. it's kind of like the editorial page in the paper.
That's right.
And she said, oh, I'll buy that.
Okay.
That's what we do. But I love your input. You're always welcome to text in.
359-2255.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders, and top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From railing and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing, Trex is engineering what's next in outdoor living. Trex products are available at Alexander Lumber. Call us at 217-352-5175 or visit us at www.alexlbr.com.
If you're you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. All right, here we go. Quarter after 8, ESPN 93.5, text line 359-2255. Sports headlines.
Well, the Brewers advanced to the National League Championship Series. 6-0 over the Rockies. The Rockies just roll over, Stevie?
Just Brewers are hot stuff. I'd watch out. I think they're better teams in the American League. But the Brewers are hot, and if you're hot and good, Brewers are going to be hard to beat now, and they have not lost a baseball game in weeks. I mean, they back to the Cardinals sweep, then the Tigers sweep, then they beat the Cubs, then they swept the Colorado Rockies. That's at least 10 in a row. They're playing their best, and that's what you wanted the Cardinals in 2011. 10 games out in August. They win the World Series.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
L.A. leads 2-1. They've got a game today against the Atlanta Braves. 6-5. Braves on top yesterday, forcing game 4. That game around 3:30. The early game today will be the Astros as they lead the series 2-0 over Cleveland today.
I think Astros and then I don't know.
Boston 1-1.
Just got the upper hand. Yankees clobbered some home runs, beat Boston. David Price, 6-2. It's home field advantage now. Yankees, They can win 2 in a row and make it to the ALCS, and that'd be against probably Houston, who was last year's World Series winner. There's no question the American League team is going to be better than Milwaukee, but doesn't mean Milwaukee will lose.
That's right.
The Brewers are hot.
We also had NFL action to talk about. Detroit over the Packers, 31-23. The Bears had a bye week. In the late game, a 36-yard field goal in overtime, 19-16 was the final with Houston over Dallas, Washington as at New Orleans tonight. And, of course, Rutgers was beat by the Illini. That final was 38-17. Now we've got Purdue kickoff at 2:30 on Saturday. It's homecoming. I believe the parade on Friday is around 7. Right?
I think it's 6.
Okay.
I think it's 6 leading into the pep rally at 7.
Okay, there we go. And that's usually on the quad.
Yep.
That was great to get our first Big Ten win since 2016.
Yep.
Illinois volleyball swept Northwestern in a great game. And I'll wrap with NHL action in overtime. Toronto over the Blackhawks 7-6. John Tavares from the Maple Leafs with a hat trick in that game. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, you know, a must win for a team that hasn't won a Big Ten game in 700 days, but I looked at that Rutgers game as, come on. I mean, we're clearly better, as proved in three quarters at Penn State against Penn State. I just thought we're going to be better than Rutgers, and we were. It just got to win it, and we did. Now, can we take the next step? Can we beat a Purdue, a Minnesota? More of a mainstream. I mean, Rutgers clearly the 14th best team in the Big Ten. They're not very good. But right now, we're 13th. And so until we're proven otherwise, it's better than it was. That's what you grab hold of. But I tell you what will happen if you beat Purdue. We're 10-point underdogs. It's hard to beat a team when they're 10-point favorites. It's just they're better. But it's homecoming. We saw glimpses of really good football against Penn State. If you beat Purdue, the bowl talk starts. The expectations go through the roof. I mean, Vegas said we're going to win 3.5 games. You can't win 3.5, but I mean, it's open. Hit 4, you win your bet. If you bet over, 3, if you bet under. We're 3-2 now. I think, you know, what are we, 5-6, 12-6, 7 more games. I think you got a clear shot to win at least 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
I mean, we can beat Maryland, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's at Maryland.
That one's October 27th. Wisconsin, that's going to be hard.
We're going to be underdogs for every game coming out. Every single game, probably. Maybe Minnesota will be closer, but everything else we're supposed to lose. We got to get over the hump and win one of those to give everybody going, ho, 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 we are getting it back.
That's right.
It'll be fun. I predict over 40,000 for homecoming, which will feel pretty good, and I think there'll be some energy. It'll be fun.
Enjoy the warmer weather, high 87. Maybe have Columbus Day off today and you want to finish up that yard work, get that fall display going. 67 our low tonight. 86 the high tomorrow with a chance of precipitation down to 68 in the evening. Wednesday, there's a 90% chance of rain with a high 76. Only 58 is the high for Thursday and Friday, but plenty of sunshine. Right now, we're at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Feel free to text in about anything we say, anything you're thinking. 359-2255 is the number. You're welcome. We'll be right back after we check how these markets are looking here. They're open in 10 minutes. ESPN 93.5. It's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana, live at the Pines in Urbana.
Fox Business Network. The stock markets are open today, but the bond markets will be closed for the Columbus Day holiday. China's central bank has made a move to stabilize its economy in reaction to the trade dispute with the U.S. It lowered the amount of cash that banks there are required to hold in reserve. Paint and coating company PPG says it will increase prices on car paint by an average of 10% because it is costing the company more to make its products. PPG says it's paying more for raw materials, freight distribution, and labor. UPS employees represented by the Teamsters have voted to reject a tentative contract, though the company expects business as usual. The deal would have represented nearly 250,000 drivers and other workers. UPS says employees are working under an extension of their old agreement. The Dow dropped 180 on Friday, NASDAQ down 91, S&P lost 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All right, yeah, somebody text, wasn't it? About Nancy Pelosi.
Well, they're saying Nancy Pelosi video describing how the Dems' smearing strategies work. And there was a video clip from Reddit.com.
All right, let's see here. All right, try this.
And the rest of it. So they don't want them to see that contrast, so they focus on something else. And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, unless they see it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
Ew.
Wow.
She's sure comfortable talking about it. Pretty good practice. So the falsehoods and the like, I mean, that's remarkable.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, that's what everybody does, so...
It's a strategy.
It's a strategy.
It's a tactic.
So they don't want them to see that contrast, so they focus on something else. And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, unless they see it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
Smiling all the way. And here's the problem. Republicans can't do it because it won't get reported. Even a good old lie can't even get reported by the middle. Oh, come on. And then if Fox reports it, well, it's Fox.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay, well, at least we understand it. So the wrap-up smear is to lie through your teeth and get the New York Times to print it, and then it's real.
Right.
So what if the New York Times...
And then you can merchandise it.
Well, merchandising is kind of taking it to the press, I think.
Right.
What, are you going to buy T-shirts or something now?
I don't know.
I mean, is that not... That's your next Speaker of the House, I guess.
Ah, geez.
You're going to have Nancy Pelosi back in power if the Democrats take the House. And as Mike Ditka said Friday... God bless you. If you want to do that, God bless you. Go for it.
I mean, I remember in journalism class back at EIU about, you know, yellow journalism and you know, how corrupt things were back in the day when they were first reporting. And it seems like we've come back to that.
Well, it is just you've got to be careful what you consume. You have to make sure you understand there's an agenda, and both sides have agendas. But when you have the media that's more complicit because they believe kind of what you do, it's easier to get it out there than it is if you're somebody that supports Donald Trump. Chuck Grassley went up an octave, the chairman of the Judicial Committee, on Friday about the media, and he said, I had pro-Kavanaugh and anti-Kavanaugh outside my office. And they were talking to all the anti-Kavanaugh. A few of the pro-Kavanaugh came to the reporter and said, I'm for him. Can I? We only want to talk to the anti. Sorry.
Huh.
Well, how fair is that?
Right.
And Grassley said, if you want to be fair, you have to talk to both and report both. But they don't do that. I think everybody's kind of taking a side now.
So, sounds like an expert on the tactics is what Mike is commenting from St. Joe when it comes to Nancy.
Well, I mean, they're all pretty good at it, and she's very comfortable in this segment.
That's right.
how it works. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm merchandising, you guys pick it up, and it's boom, it's real.
Oh, God, whoa, what?
Is that not unusual for somebody in the isolation that is Washington? And then they're talking about impeaching Kavanaugh. The senator from Hawaii saying we're going to impeach him if we get power. Keep talking. Please keep talking. I hope the Republicans don't lose energy because Kavanaugh is now a justice of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Keep talking.
So, Bob, at 727 area code, I spent summer in Illinois, enjoyed Stevie and Diane each morning, going back home to Florida tomorrow. Thank you both for entertaining me.
Hey, listen from Florida. You get to sleep another hour because we're on
ESPNCU.com.
You can stream us. You can podcast everything 8 to 10 Eastern down in Florida. So it's not goodbye, Bob. It's see you tomorrow in Florida.
That's right. In fact, I was around after the homecoming game, a bonfire with my friend Father Joe, and he's a faithful listener over in the Peoria area, too. And he said, I should be defending the Cubs more and that you're too much on the Cardinals bandwagon these days.
Yeah, well, it'd be me. But Cubs are definitely still the team, and they're talking about Machado and Harper. If they pick one of those guys up, it's ridiculous. Not fair.
We'll see how things go.
Cardinals could use both.
Mm-hmm.
Spend $1 billion. What do I care if my hot dog's $14? I don't care.
That's right.
I mean, if the tickets go up $10, why do I care?
That's just where we're at these days.
Come on, man. Spend the money. 829, it's ESPN 93.5. We'll get your Fox News, local news just ahead. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Their music has moved millions. The world-famous OJs in concert. Saturday, October 13th, 7:30, the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The OJs.
What they do.
Tickets on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office or online at thevirginia.org. The OJs. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Even after Brett Kavanaugh's official confirmation, the protests continue. Now tonight at the White House, the president's second Supreme Court justice gets a ceremonial swearing in.
Once he is seated on the bench, Justice Kavanaugh will hear a number of high-profile cases this week, including those involving firearms, immigration, and asbestos exposure. By the way, that case on immigration involves the custody and detainment of an illegal alien who was actually about to be deported. That one will be obviously very closely watched.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Tropical Storm Michael off the Yucatan Peninsula could become a hurricane tonight or tomorrow and threaten the Florida panhandle possibly by midweek. And Facebook launching its first branded electronic device. It's a screen and camera-equipped gadget called the Portal. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois student was attacked Sunday night on the main quad. The student was not hurt. WCIA says the student was approached by three people on bicycles. They started to yell at the student, then hit him and demanded a cell phone. The mayor of Danville appears to be taking a new job. Scott Eisenhower, who's been the mayor for more than 15 years, looks to be stepping down to take a new role as the administrator for the village of Rantoul. WCIA says the Rantoul Board of Trustees votes tomorrow. A new report says insurance rates are stabilizing on the Affordable Care Act exchange for Illinois. The Journal Star says Jennifer Hammer, the director of the Illinois Department of Insurance, said Illinoisans shopping this fall for health care coverage on the state's online health insurance marketplace for next year will pay the smallest annual rate increases in at least several years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking sunny now. We had a little bit of fog this morning, but high 87 expected, down to 67 this evening. Partly cloudy conditions. We've got a chance of showers, especially after 1 tomorrow. High 86 expected. 68 or low in the evening, a 40% chance of thunderstorms. 90% chance of rain Wednesday, because things will be switching up. We've got some fall conditions with a high 58, low 40 by Thursday. Right now we're at 69. ESPN 93.5.
Senator Susan Collins, Maine, just a compelling speech on the Senate floor announcing her vote for Brett Kavanaugh and why she voted for him. And I thought she was incredible. I thought this was incredible.
You must always remember that it is when passions are most inflamed that fairness is most in jeopardy.
They had all the hearings, and you can disagree with his positions, but when she said that he and Brett Kavanaugh and Merrick Garland, who the liberals wanted, voted the same 93% of the time on the Second Circuit, it definitely raised my eyebrows. So then what is this all about? If he votes the same as Merrick Garland, what's your problem?
Right.
Trump nominated him. He's not a swing vote. He'll upturn Roe v. Wade. All this stuff. You know, back when David Souter was up for the Supreme Court for George Herbert Walker Bush, the protest said, David Souter will kill people. It's the same stuff. David Souter turned into one of the biggest liberals on the court. They don't know what they're talking about. These are paid people. The protests continue in Washington. Okay, how much are you making? You're only getting $100? You ought to be talking to them more. Told you, brother Johnny was at the Trump inauguration. Shared a ride with a couple of girls who were being paid to protest for the day after. They had no idea why they were there.
Right.
They just had cash in their hands.
Right, and they needed to get their signs at a certain point.
You go to the point, wave the sign. This is, remember, we used to criticize when we had video from CNN from foreign countries, and they'd only jump up and down and protest when the camera was on, and then the camera went off, and I was, oh, how you doing? I'm pretty good.
Exactly.
It's just all a bunch of acting.
Right.
And it's just these, because who would have the time to go protest on a Monday in Washington? You're paid. So if that doesn't matter, I guess it doesn't matter to you, but it definitely makes you go, oh, I didn't know that was a vocation. I'm a professional organizer. I'm a protester.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get real emotional depending on the kind of pay I'm getting
mm-hmm.
that day. I mean, if somebody gave me $1,000, I can go scream and yell pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. It's my job.
But what if your message wasn't one you supported, but you still got the $1,000?
Depends on my situation.
Okay then.
I couldn't, obviously, if I didn't agree with it, but if you do, and these people do,
right.
They agree with it anyway, then you go out there.
You think they do anyway.
Well, I'd say just maybe you're looking for $100.
Right.
And you don't really care.
Right. And you're a college kid. I mean, $100 is a lot of money.
And you don't have an idea what's left, right, anything.
Right.
You just go there and yell and cheer. And do all of that. So, I mean, it's just time of life. When you're younger, you tend to be more liberal. because I think maybe it's a little more idealistic to fix things and make the world better and all these other things, when in fact it kind of is leaning towards socialism these days. And you can study and find out how socialism, it doesn't work. It's a demotivating system that has failed miserably in many countries, Venezuela the latest. It's like you going to work, your neighbor on the couch next door stays at home on the couch, and you're working to help him. And you're going, that's not fair.
Well, the argument is, when I heard this gal questioned who was in college, who was a community organizer, she was saying it's just so uneven when it comes to the pay and administrative roles. Just have, you know, the six digits, and the workers are just hardly getting anything, and there's no even distribution, and that's not fair.
Well, I mean, if you work at McDonald's and then work at night at Taco Bell, and your friend works at McDonald's and goes home, you make more. That's not fair. Well, they spent more hours working. It's still not fair. It's not even. And you're going, well, shouldn't in America people have a chance to get ahead based on their effort? If they work harder, you might have more. You have to be willing to do today what others aren't willing to do so that tomorrow you'll have what others won't have. That's pretty much the way it goes. Les Brown.
She's just talking about administrative roles having, you know, six, seven-digit pay rolls.
Go get an administrative role. What's okay. preventing you from doing that? Go do it. What do I need, a doctorate? Yeah. Okay, go do it and get it done. I don't have any money. Well, get a loan. What's preventing a person that is jealous of someone else from accomplishing the same thing except jealousy?
She thinks these fat cat bosses should be saying, oh, well, maybe I do make a lot of money. I should give it to my workers.
How do you feel about basketball players? It's what the market pays.
Right.
If you're mad about what NBA players make, go be an NBA player. Well, I can't. Oh, too bad then. Go find something else. It's just this whole...
I'm just trying to play devil's
advocate. No, it's good, but it's milquetoast stuff.
Right.
It's like, you have to treat me like everybody, and I should get paid the same as everybody. That's not how it works. We're in a capitalism, market-driven economy. That's the way it works, and it's worked pretty well. We're the richest in the world. We got the best things in the world. We got the best health care in the world. We got the most generous people in the world. We got the most amazing human experiment ever experimented on this planet, ever in the human history of people.
Here in America.
Here in America. We have the best of everything based on the rest of the world. System isn't all fair. There are some people getting money they probably shouldn't get. There's some cheaters, greed, all the bad things. They're all in there. That's true. But it doesn't mean that the person that's willing to go scoop ice cream and then go get another job and go get a third job shouldn't make more than the person that's doing one job. If you work harder, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes you fail. Sometimes the business goes out. There's no guarantees. The only thing you are should be guaranteed in this country is a chance. If given the chance, you might work, and it fails for whatever reason, and then it doesn't feel fair, and it's pretty difficult. That's where your resilience and toughness have to come in. Because everybody fails. Stuff doesn't go the way you expect. It's not what happens, it's how you react. And you gotta stay positive, or you can get mired in a cyclone of bad.
And might I encourage people that might be in a job that doesn't appeal to them to think of some of the silver lining of the people that you met along the way and helped out, and you're still friends, and those kind of situations, so you don't get bogged down in the negative.
Well, it's easy to say that, but if you're bogged down in the negative and you don't get paid and there's a crummy boss, and you, listen, the good news today, get another job.
Yeah.
3.7 unemployment. If you are somebody that dives for loose balls and really wants to get after it, you can get another job. For sure, today.
That's right.
There's now hiring everywhere.
In what you want to do in life, what are you good at? That should be your career path, so you enjoy working every day, just like me.
Nothing wrong with waking up happy. Happy where you're driving, and if it's not that way, then you can, there's, again, a lot of people will hire you now. But you got to be good at it. You can't be looking at, you know, kind of a free ride somewhere. You got to go work.
Yeah.
But if you go work and take a level maybe you're not excited about, 6 months to a year, you can work through and go way to the top, because you will have what others won't have. Drive and effort and attitude. It's all doable right now. The market is welcoming those hard workers, and you'll be paid for it, too. All right, 841 Sports next, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
The Atkins Group invites you to an open house to see a one-of-a-kind smart tech community. Visit Clearview North Tuesday, October 9th from 4 to 6 and visit their newly built homes. Free food. Clearview North, October 9th, 4 to 6, next to the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Officer Steve Vogel, he's our law enforcement official of the month. Why do you do this, Steve? I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. You could do something else with your life, but every day you decide to put on your uniform and protect us. Why?
I have a passion for serving the public. I love helping people. Not a day goes by that I wake up and go, man, I don't want to go to work. It's a passion that I have. I enjoy this job, and, you know, I've had a bunch of jobs in my life, and nothing compares to doing law enforcement.
Did something happen in your family to trigger that?
No, I grew up, my dad owns a towing and repair company, but he does a lot of towing for the Pennsylvania State Police, and a lot of his good friends were state troopers, and they kind of, just being around them growing up, kind of got me that passion to pursue law enforcement.
And what would you want people to know about folks in uniform?
We're people just as they are people. We put on our pants the same way they put on their pants every morning. We just put on a different pair of pants. We put on a uniform.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
All right, 844. We'll take a peek at our morning sports.
Well, the Brewers have won their series, so they advance to the championship series in the National League.
Doobie Brothers coming up.
Okay, good.
I forgot.
So 6-0 was the final yesterday over the Colorado Rockies for that 3-0 win. And then Atlanta and the Dodgers forcing game four, with the Dodgers losing to Atlanta 6-5, and they'll play around 3:30 today. L.A. leads that series 2-1. Houston leads the series 2-0 over Cleveland. They've got the early game today, and the later game, which is early this evening, will be the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox. So still very interesting at this point in the playoffs, keeping everybody's interest sparked. We had NFL action last night, and some of the local teams of interest. The Packers lost to Detroit 31-23. The Bears had a bye week. And in the late game, a 36-yard field goal in overtime, 19-16, Houston over Dallas. Tonight, it's Washington at New Orleans. A 63-yard field goal from a Jacksonville Jaguars?
No, it was Carolina Panthers.
Oh, okay.
They beat the New York Giants. Giants leading 31-30. Last play, 63 yards. I think it ties Tom Dempsey all-time longest field goal in NFL history.
That's pretty cool. A hat trick for John Tavares of the Maple Leafs in overtime. In NHL action, Toronto beat the Blackhawks to that game 7-6. In Illinois volleyball, we swept Northwestern in three games. Allie Bastianelli got the all-time blocking record for Illinois with 656. Congratulations to her. And Illinois soccer lost to Rutgers in overtime. 1-0 was the final there. Well, we're getting into homecoming week. We've got our first Big Ten win since 2016 with that 38-17 win over Rutgers, and now we'll face Purdue 2:30 is the kickoff on Saturday, and it's going to be fall-like weather at this point with a high 56 expected.
Wow. Awesome.
So just anticipate that, and good stuff happening from Jay Layman with his commentary after 10 on the Jeremy Warner Show, which happens from 9 to 11.
So stand by. What's Jay say? What's Jeremy say? Stand by for that 9 to 11. You're on ESPN coming up next. Stand by. ESPN 93.5. Here we go. We got two more tickets. Doobie Brothers, Wednesday night, my final pair of tickets. If you want to hear and see this legendary band, you just text in Doobies, 359-2255, 359-2255. What number you want?
22.
Don't you feel it growing day by day?
Text 22 359-2255. Gotta hit the bridge here before we leave.
What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it all through. Oh, that mama's gonna be happy.
Alright, let's go. In, are they?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll get our winner 20-second test. 359-2255. Good luck.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
Have you noticed a change in the air? The days are getting longer and soon we'll be in full club car season. But don't just drive a club car. Check out all the custom accessories at Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars in Champaign. Everything you need to make a club car statement or build the club car of your dreams just the way you want it. The journey starts at bspgc.com. Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars. 133 Kenyon Road just off I-74. Get on the road with a custom club car. bspgc.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit CountryArbors.com for more information.
Thank you, Shane Coulter. Tony?
Hey, how you doing, Stevie?
Cue the music. Oh, yeah. Bring it home.
Good one, too.
China Grove's one of the big ones. It's Doobie Brothers, Wednesday night. Tom Leone, you win, man. My last pair.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Looking forward to it.
What's that?
Looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Well, you got two freebies, and you're a Doobies fan?
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
You a Doobie Brothers fan? You're kind of young.
Oh, absolutely, definitely.
All right, buddy.
Be a great date night for my wife and I.
Good. You enjoy, my friend. Enjoy, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Stevie.
You betcha, buddy boy. Glad you won. Tommy Leone, Muhammad wins.
Tony
Leone.
Yeah.
Tony Lee. All right, I got confused on the. Anyway, Tony wins. Way to go.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your motivational minute. I love a song from Fiddler on the Roof. Golday and Tevye are lamenting how quickly children had grown up, and now they're getting married. Is this the little girl I carried? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so tall? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Our lives fly by at the speed of light. Are we making every day count? Don't wait another sunrise or sunset to spend time with your child, with your parent, or loved ones. Put off that busyness that dominates your day and make every sunrise and sunset count. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we value you and spend our time taking care of your needs. Call us and let us serve you with care and distinction.
Yeah, we'll get you the weather. What happens, though, when you get all fired up for Illinois football, you start looking at the schedule. So I'm looking at the schedule. They totally expect us to be competitive against Purdue. And then what? Then we got to go to Wisconsin. All right, that's going to be a problem. Then Maryland, I don't think that's a big whoop, is it? Maryland is the week after. And then Minnesota, totally. Nebraska, yeah, it's a road game, but they're struggling. Then Iowa, that's probably a problem. So I'm looking here, trying to be very objective.
5-5?
I'm just saying we have a chance to compete at least 5 of these 7.
Okay.
What the heck's wrong with that?
I think it's good.
Jimmy, what do you got?
Hey, Stevie, I'm wondering if you can help me out. With all of these, the comments about Kavanaugh being too partisan, and he's too partisan to be able to serve on the court, I saw a quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg as it relates to Donald Trump, and I'm wondering if you or someone else could help me. She made a comment back in 2016 about Trump.
Yep.
And is that the case?
No, she did. I believe she apologized for it, but, you know, it was very inappropriate to make such a partisan comment while on the Supreme Court. I believe she apologized for it. But here's the other thing. If Susan Collins is correct in her speech on Friday, and I presume she was, Judge Kavanaugh and Merrick Garland voted the same 93% of the time. What? what are you guys complaining about? I mean, come on, man. 93% of the time you wanted Merrick Garland. Sounds like they're agreeing on an awful lot. It's all about, you know, positioning and Trump and it is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, I thought that was the case, but I was, you know, wasn't 100% sure.
No, so. Ruth Bader Ginsburg definitely did do that 2 years ago. Jimmy, you're the man.
All right.
Thanks for calling this morning. Okay, we'll wrap now. Jeremy Warner coming up. Jay Layman after 10, as Jay joins Jeremy Mondays and Fridays to discuss Illinois football. So we have Purdue coming in.
He can let us know if he thinks, you know, we can take the Boilermakers.
I don't think, I mean, it'd be an upset, but, mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's about being better, and we are. And the team, to me, looks more like Lovie Smith, which is kind of defense and takeaway oriented. Don't we lead the Big Ten in takeaways or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I think we had 3 interceptions against Rutgers. So, again, let's go. It's better. It's more fun. We're 3-2. We have, I think, a chance. I don't know if you'll win 5 more, but you could certainly win another game or 2 or 3. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes it fun.
Right.
Let's go. Homecoming, where it all began, right here.
Go Illini.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. ESPN 93.5, back tomorrow from 7 to 9 in the morning. Jeremy Warner show next. Again, Jay Layman after 10. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
Norm Miller here.